There was a smell in the air, more than the damp leaves. He knew that smell. He'd slaughtered enough farm animals in his time. It was blood. Another bleat. It seemed to come from the far shadows.
Samson,
he called, and slid deeper into the gloom, crouching as to not hit his head on the low ceiling, squinting into the darkness.
It's no good, he thought. I need a lantern.
He started back, then heard another sound. A whimper?
A child?
He shook his head.
Nay, just echoes playing tricks.
He continued out toward the entrance. It came again. A sort of eerie sobbing. The hair on his arms prickled as the unnatural sound crawled into his head.
I should leave, he thought.
The sobbing turned into mumbling. Someone was speaking to him. He didn't understand the words. Then he did.
Help me, please.
Edward froze. The words were those of a child, but they sounded hollow, and he wasn't sure if he was actually hearing them or if they were in his mind.
Hello?
Edward called.
Who's there?
Help me.
Hold on. I'll get a rope and a lantern. Just wait.
I'm scared.
Just hold on. I shall be right back.
I cannot hold on. I'm slipping.
Edward hesitated. The voice, so strange, almost not human. But what else could it be?
Help me.
That had not been in his mind. He was certain.
Help me.
He saw a small face appear far back in the shadows, that of a child, a boy perhaps, almost glowing, some illusion of the light making him appear to float in the darkness, like a disembodied head.
Help me, please.